time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's one step up and two giant steps back in the Orwellian reality playing out on the U.S. southern border these days. After what seemed like eons of news stories about young children being taken from the loving arms of their parents and sent to internment camps, the president was finally shamed into taking action that he could have taken all along, but claimed he couldn't.
We're signing an executive order. I consider it to be a very important executive order. It's about keeping families together while at the same time being sure that we have a very powerful, very strong border, and border security will be equal, if not greater, than previously. So we're going to have strong, very strong borders, but we're going to keep the families together. I didn't like the sight or the feeling of families being separated. There's a problem that's gone on for many years, as you know, through many administrations, and we're working very hard on immigration. It's been just left out in the cold. People haven't dealt with it, and we are dealing with it. So step by step, just like we dealt with North Korea, we dealt with Iran, we dealt with an economy that was heading in the wrong direction, we dealt with a lot of different problems. This is one that has been gone on for many decades.
Aside from the fact that his statement was riddled with lies on a myriad of subjects, this executive order will not only not keep families together, it'll do nothing to reunite the thousands of children with their families. Sometimes it takes someone with a keen sense of the absurd to point out the true absurdity. Samantha Bee, take it away.
Trump's executive order challenges the Flores Consent Decree, a 1997 agreement that states the government has to keep children in the least restrictive conditions possible. So no skinny jeans, no toddler shapewear, and no jails. The Flores settlement prohibits the government from keeping migrant children in detention for more than 20 days. Trump is challenging Flores so we can go back to the bad old days of 2014 when parents and children could be kept together indefinitely in prison. Well, not indefinitely. At a certain point during indefinitely, they'll cease to be children. It's called the behind bars mitzvah. And if you're hoping that any of the senators who tweeted since this weekend that they oppose family separation will come up with anything better, don't hold your breath. The leading bills in the Senate and the House also consider indefinite family detention to be a solution. Baby jails are the worst possible thing, but mommy and me jails are a close second. Any solution to this problem has to start from the premise that children should not go to jail. I know. I'm such a radical leftist.
Two immigration bills are slated to come up in the House on Thursday, though tensions boiled over Wednesday night when Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows and Speaker Paul Ryan had a heated exchange on the floor over those two bills. Despite Laura Ingraham's assertion that the kids' prisons are more akin to summer camp,
more kids are being separated from their parents and temporarily housed in what are essentially summer camps, or as the San Diego Union-Tribune described them today, as looking like basically boarding schools.
We're learning that these are some sick, twisted camps. Reports are surfacing that immigrant children are being forcibly injected with drugs. According to federal court filings, children held at Shiloh Treatment Center, a government contractor that houses immigrant children south of Houston, described being held down and injected and told they would not be released or allowed to see their parents unless they took medication. Many kids who are being separated from their parents at the border are having their toys confiscated, too, while the Associated Press is reporting that immigrant children as young as 14 were beaten, handcuffed, and left in solitary for long periods at a juvenile detention center in Virginia. It's ironic that Wednesday was World Refugee Day. Former President Barack Obama used the occasion to call the cruelty of splitting immigrant families un-American. Yet Trump, at a campaign rally in Duluth, Minnesota, barely mentioned the immigration uproar. Instead, chose this narcissistic non sequitur. If you're wondering why Trump thought taking children from their parents was acceptable, the Associated Press's Jonathan Lemire says he thought it was a winning strategy.
We had days of the president saying this couldn't be done this way, that he would say incorrectly that it couldn't be done by executive order, that it had to be Congress. And it really seemed like the White House was trying to pressure Capitol Hill so they would come up with some sort of solution so the president would not seem as having to reverse himself on this. And then eventually he did cave to public pressure. And as much as the White House is trying to spin this as this is sort of a benevolent act that that Trump is ending what Obama started, and it's just, of course, incorrect. You know, this is something they changed. I think it's very striking last night at that rally in Minnesota, how he makes barely a mention of this executive order to reverse the policy, and instead spends so much of that rally really hammering home his very tough, hardline immigration stances, as if he's sort of proving that his bona fides on that issue, the issue that he thinks got him the White House, the issue why he was willing to have this fight in the first place these recent days. In our reporting, he was telling people around him that he thought this would be a good cultural war kind of victory here, akin to the NFL players kneeling for the national anthem.
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.